أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, back to Quran City. And today we will look at the suburb that we've titled Viewpoint Terrace. And that's for a reason. A terrace denotes something that's high, and viewpoint is sort of having a bird's eye view of the city. So in essence, this is the aspiration of every Muslim. So every Muslim wishes to be a believer. And not only a believer, but part of a group, a community of believers. And thus we have placed Surah number 23, which is Suratul Mu'minun, which is the believers in this suburb. Then we've placed Suratul Zumar, which is Surah number 39. Now, Zumara or Zumar are groups who are categorically organized. So it talks about, the surah talks about two sorts of groups. In Ayah 71, it is that group which will be sent to Jahannam for their evil acts. But in Ayah 73, it talks about the groups that will be rushed into Jannah. And we've placed this here because it is an aspiration to be those who are amongst that group which is taken to Jannah. Now this surah is also called Suratul Ghuraf, which means the lofty abodes in Jannah. In other words, the penthouses that are high up in Jannah, and thus placing it into Viewpoint Terrace. But today we're going to look at Suratul Mu'minun, which is Surah number 23. So first, let's understand what the word Mu'minun means. Mu'minun is a noun, the plural of Mu'min, and in essence, it denotes the true believer. So Mu'minun are those who believe with heart and soul, and their behaviors that are manifested are manifestations of their belief. See, in the Quran, when Allah addresses those, when he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, he's addressing all kinds of believers, those who truly believe, those on the fence, and even those who profess belief but do not actually believe, known as hypocrites. Al-Mu'minun here refers to those who, I repeat again, believe with heart and soul, and it's manifested in their actions. It's a Makki surah. It has 118 ayat, and we've divided it into six sections. But first, let's look at the focus. So as the name says it, the surah focuses on the 12 qualities of one who truly believes. And it's benchmarks. We can actually tick them off. There's also a discourse on the regret of those who deny divine guidance on the Day of Judgment. So their conversations about their behaviors. So let's start off with those six sections, and we look at section 1, which is ayat 1 to 11. And here we find the first six qualities of those who believe. Number one, they are in awe of their Creator, especially in Salah, especially when they have their connection with Allah. You can see the awe on them. Number two, they avoid useless conversations. They avoid unproductive activities. Number three, they're constantly refining themselves by cleansing themselves of hatred, anger, jealousy, whatever negativity they have, they're constantly refining themselves. Number four, they protect themselves from disrespectful, permissive behavior. So in essence, they are loyal to those whom they're intimate with. And the fifth one is an extension of this, and this extends to their trustworthiness, to their loyalty with others. They are trustworthy and they are keepers of promises. And the sixth quality given in this section is that they go out of their way to guard their prayers. That means they are so particular, especially about their five daily prayers, and they probably even surround them with extra prayers, with the nafila, in order to make sure that they never ever lose that connection with divinity. And Allah here describes them as the inheritors of Jannah. He says, "Alladhina yarithuna al-firdaws hum fiha khalidun." They will inherit Jannah and they will live there forever. So they're constantly in contentment. Section 2 is Ayah 12 to 22, and it's a reflection on creation. There's a conversation on the origin of the human being, from clay to the embryo to the fetus to the human being himself. And then it takes you through death and resurrection. And then there is a reflection on the seven heavens, the rain, the produce from the earth, palm trees, grapes, olive oil, cattle, and the milk we get from them, all alluding to the awesomeness of the Creator. Section 3, which is Ayah 23 to 56, is lessons from past prophets. It looks at Prophet Noah, Prophet Musa, and Prophet Isa. And then in section 4, we have a further 5 qualities of those who truly believe. They're God conscious. They believe in his signs, the revelation. They do not associate anyone with divinity. They are charitable humanitarians. They're certain of their return to their Creator, and they race towards doing good, and they win. And then section 5, Ayah 63 to 117, which is a discourse with those who deny divine guidance at death and on the day of judgment. They're so preoccupied that they're heedless of divine guidance. They didn't take time to reflect on the signs of divinity. They could not comprehend the concept of resurrection of dead bones. And when death comes, they will ask for respite to do good. And they mocked those who believed. In this section, there's an ayah that I absolutely adore, where Allah says, "Idfa billati hiya ahsanu sayyi'ah, nahnu a'lamu bima yasifun." It's an order from Allah telling us that when you are faced with somebody who is doing wrong or the worst possible thing, insults, whatever it might be, always respond with the best. If a dog barks, you don't have to bark back. It's phenomenal. And finally, the last ayah, which is a dua of forgiveness and mercy. And here Allah encourages us to say, "Rabbighfir warham wa anta khayrur rahimin." Oh my Rabb, forgive me, have mercy. You are the best of those who have mercy. Forgiveness gives you and me the safety from the consequence of our wrongdoings. Mercy, oh my goodness, that gives us guidance, that gives us entry to Jannah. And he says, Rahimeen, Rahim is one who shows mercy immediately. Recite this when you need his help now, as in quickly. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to be true believers and be able to look at these 12 qualities and inculcate them in our lives. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.